Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Locker Room. I'm your host, Tommy Tellerino. Alongside me today is my amazing co-host, Jordan Navarro. Jordan, I'm glad you're here again. I'm glad your seasonal depression is not kicking in and having you be on the podcast again. And we're welcomed again by our great friend, Adam. Adam, how are you doing today?
I'm good, but we need to go back to that. Are you sure? How can you be so sure his seasonal depression hasn't kicked in?
It's probably kicked in, but it's not hindering him from showing up. So
I don't even know if it's seasonal. He's a 49ers fan. Might be longer than that.
All right. Okay. I didn't get out of bed for this.
I'm kidding. Okay. It's good to be back. Had a week off, you know, was busy, but it's good to be back. Good. Sorry, Jordan.
It's okay.
I was going to – there's a broom in my closet. I was going to pull
it out. All right, okay. Let's move on. We don't have to bring up the past.
I mean, I can get it for you if you want me.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. We're recording this a little earlier than usual. So we're going to do Thursday night picks this week. I probably will get this up around Friday or Saturday, depending on what's going on. But we have Thursday Night Football, Ravens versus Tampa Bay. How's this one playing out?
It's in Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. Looking like it's going to be a pretty decent night for football. Tampa Bay is 1-2 at home, and they are coming off of maybe some of the worst losses of Tom Brady's career. He's lost in back-to-back weeks to Kenny Pickett and P.J. Walker. Lamar with one arm, one leg, one eye is probably better than both of them combined. So I'm going to take the Ravens.
I think this is an easy pick to follow up on too. I don't know what's going wrong with the Buccaneers, but I don't think it's going to change this week. And even if it did change, it's still the Ravens after the two losses they're coming off of. So I'm going Ravens.
Yeah, this is these are two teams that are just underperforming in general. Lamar Jackson's doing it all for Baltimore. He's been doing that all season. Almost 1,400 passing yards, 510 rushing yards. Baltimore's offense, it's about around 25 points per game. They're giving up around 23. They have the third best offensive line in football. One of the middle of the pack offenses, but they've been collapsing in the fourth quarter, which I don't know how that's going to play out this week because Tampa Bay has looked awful and they're coming in with a lot of missing defensive pieces, but most of the offensive pieces are still there. You're still going to have Mike Evans. You're still going to have Godwin. You're still going to have Fournette, but the offensive line is in shambles. So it's going to be interesting. Tampa Bay's defense is seventh in the league. But like I just said, the injuries are going to play a role in this. Yeah,
I look at the injury report, and it was like half the roster. And I was like, yeah, how are you even going to field a team this week?
They just announced moments ago that Akeem Hicks and Winfield, they're both out. So
yeah, I mean, they're missing. I think they have one starter in the secondary healthy. Like you said, the Ravens have been collapsing in the fourth quarter, but the game script for Tampa Bay is, I mean, they're making Brady throw the ball like 50 times a game, but they're not getting anywhere because when they get in the red zone, they're atrocious. So
terrible.
And Leonard Fournette has been inefficient. He's been up and down this season. I don't think getting Rashad White involved is going to like change the running game that much. I don't think he's like that impactful. So I don't really see how Tampa Bay can win a shootout because I don't think they'll ever get a stop. Unless Lamar just throws into double coverage again.
I don't think that's likely this game because I don't think Tampa Bay secondary will put anyone in double coverage. I'm going to be honest. I just don't think they're capable of that. I'm also going Baltimore in this one. I think Lamar Jackson's just going to be too explosive, as usually for Baltimore. And just Tampa, without any of their defensive playmakers, won't be able to stop him. And Tom Brady, I mean, you can tell that he's aging. I mean, he's not what he once was at least 2 years ago. I mean, he's still getting a lot of yards, But like you said, the red zone efficiency is just not there. He's missing his buddy Gronk. Only 8 touchdowns, but 1 interception on the year. So it's definitely – I think it's going to take a little couple more weeks before this offense finds a rhythm. And we're going across the pond. Denver versus Jacksonville. God. We got another London game.
I'm sorry, London. America, don't
think I'll stop inviting him over.
Don't wake up. Russ is probably going to play. You don't have to. 8:30, it's too early to watch that. No one. He's not cooking breakfast, I promise you. He's not. Nothing he's cooking. You want to watch, eat, enjoy. Jacksonville's favored in this game, -2.5. The over-under's at 39.5, so I should tell you it's going to be a sleep fest. Trevor Lawrence has put together mediocre weeks, back-to-back weeks. He's not throwing for touchdowns. He's just, they're kind of like the Giants right now. They're just getting it done somehow by scoring. Travis Etienne finally taking over the backfield. James Robinson just got traded to the Jets. So maybe they'll have a little bit more clarity in their game plan, not trying to involve two backs anymore. Maybe that'll help them. On Denver's side, I mean, what is there to say? We've said everything. I mean, last week when Russ got announced that he was out, the line moved by 0.5. That's all you need to know. Brett Rypien, they didn't think he was that much worse. So that's where we're at right now with Russell Wilson. I'll take Jacksonville because now Russ is coming off a hamstring injury and he already had the shoulder injury. And, you know, he's been stretching and doing workouts for the past 24 hours, so I don't know what type of shape he's in. And,
doing high knees on the plane over.
Yeah, I'll take Jacksonville just because it seems like they're a little bit healthier right now, and Trevor Lawrence isn't as bad as Russell Wilson.
Yeah, this isn't a fun one to even talk about, but the Broncos defense is actually ranked first in EPA per drive after 7 weeks, which EPA is just expected points added. And I really don't know how, because I swear that, I mean, I don't know. Watch it. I guess it's because I'm so blown away by the, like, how bad the offense is. I'm not paying attention to the defense doing anything right either. But yeah, no. What, Jacksonville played in London last year too, didn't they? I think. And I think they won. Because I think they were playing like the Falcons or something. But I'm going to take Jacksonville again because, yeah, if Russ or Rypien, it's not going to be good.
Even with or without Russ, I'm with you guys. Jacksonville's probably taking this one. The run game's also questionable for Denver. I mean, I believe they just signed Marlon Mack too. So that it's a whole new running back room.
Hooray!
It's Melvin Gordon, Latavius Murray, and Marlon Mack now. That was great in, what, 2017?
Yeah, I mean, 5 years ago, that would have been a hell of a running back room.
But, I mean, this offense, it's only putting up 14.3 points per game, only giving up 16 points a game. I think that's the only bright spot on this team is this defense. The defense has been playing amazing every week, in my opinion.
And, you know, I will say, the London games we have seen, it seems like the offenses travel better than the defenses. So, you know, just using my eyeballs, I don't know. I don't have stats to back that up, just the London games I've watched. I do think that Denver's defense will struggle a little bit more than we're used to, although Pat Surtain should take Christian Kirk out of this game completely, and the pass rush should be able to get to Trevor Lawrence. But, like you said, they're averaging 14 points a game, and I think Jacksonville can put up 15. And win the game.
Yeah, and like Jacksonville, they're 7th in total offense, so I think they're going to find a way to get it done. Whether that's relying on ETN a little bit more now that Robinson's gone. But Trevor Lawrence, we talked about earlier, he's had about average games on the year. He's around 1,700 yards, 9 touchdowns through the air, 4 interceptions. He's been getting it done in the red zone by himself on the ground a lot more recently, which it's very interesting in my opinion, because we didn't see that really in college because he didn't really need to. And we saw a little bit with Carson Wentz and Dougie P in Philly. Coming into the year, do you think him as a red zone rushing threat was ever something that could have happened?
Well, I mean, he was, you know, Trevor Lawrence is a pretty decent runner in college. Obviously, it helps when you're playing with the likes of T. Higgins and, you know, all those guys and Travis Etienne. He didn't really have to do a whole lot, but, yeah, he was always a pretty good runner. And it's a mobile QB league. You might as well use his legs. So I'm sure Dougie P. schemed that up, realizing that, you know, the wide receiver two on this team is Marvin Jones. There's not a whole lot outside of Lawrence and Etienne and Christian Kirk.
Gotta love Dougie P. It's a man, offensive genius. I'm also going Jacksonville in this one. But we'll throw it down in the NFC South.
Oh, God.
Carolina versus Atlanta.
Everybody knows what I'm going to say, so I'll just say it. This is America's lose. America loses game of the week. And it's going to be like this whenever the Falcons play, okay? They got the doors blown off of them last week. And they threw the ball 13 times. They hate having fun. They hate Kyle Pitts. And they love mediocre running backs. And I hate watching the Falcons play. They're -4 at home. I'm going with the XFL MVP, PJ Walker. Give me Carolina.
So this one actually, with us picking Tampa Bay to lose, this game actually goes... has a pretty big impact in the NFC South. It'd be hilarious to see one of these two teams make it over a Tom Brady team in the end. But, yeah, like you said, Falcons, what was it, Zan sent us the stat there, or you did, one of you did, about their playing at a passing rate that hasn't been seen since, like, the 60s or something.
Yep, since, like, 1963.
Yeah, and that is just... ridiculous. I think if both Carolina running backs play against this Falcons D, they're actually going to do pretty well. And like you said, XFL legend PJ Walker. I don't know. I don't know if I can say this will be close or blowout because they kind of blew out the Buccaneers. So I don't know what to think of this game. But I'm going to take the Panthers as well.
I'm also going Panthers in this one. Atlanta, they piss me off with how they treat Kyle Pitts. They have generational talent there, and they just don't use him at all. It pisses me off. They're wasting away his career. PJ Walker had a really good game last week. I expect him to have a very efficient game this week. This offense for Carolina is last in the league, though. So I guess... since everything's changed up now since they started the year, we'll see how it is. I mean, they're starting QB, no more. Their running back room, their best asset on their offense, gone. DJ Moore is probably going to be gone soon. I mean,
No, that's not happening.
He's gone.
Signed his contract. He's staying.
You think
so? He's a foundational piece. Absolutely.
Okay. Atlanta, I mean... it's Marcus Mariota next year and then whatever QB they want next year.
I just, you know, I hope the football gods won't punish us with Atlanta potentially being first in this division. That's all. That's why I'm banking on Carolina.
One can only hope.
One can only hope.
And then we got Chicago versus Dallas. I'll start this off. Dallas.
Go ahead, Adam.
Okay.
I have to issue apologies.
That's what I was about to say. I know in the last one you thought the Bears had no shot. I still don't like the Cowboys. Still not been a fan. But Justin Fields actually did show something last week. He didn't really have to show that he could throw the ball that much, but he ran the ball 14 times. And then Khalil Herbert started getting involved. They were just kind of, I don't know, it was not what I expected either. I didn't expect them to blow out. I didn't expect New England to blow out Chicago, but I definitely didn't expect Chicago to blow out New England. But coming into this, obviously we got Dak still fully healthy. He's coming off last week. He only threw the ball 25 times as well. So he still hadn't had to air it out much and actually test it. Zeke has lost his job to Tony Pollard again. I mean, he never really had it. You know, Pollard's, we've all known that he's been the workhorse back for this team. Because, I understand. Zeke is just a fraud. It's okay.
Zeke might not play this week, surprisingly, really? For the first time in his career, I feel like. He has a knee sprain. They're saying he might not make
it. They just said he's not practicing today, but he's going to try to suit up.
Oh, well, he's Zeke. He'll play on one leg if he has to.
Yeah. Anyway, I am going to take Chicago in this one. Because I think Justin Fields is actually on a turnaround tour.
I'm not, but I will will say, Chicago fans, I'm sorry. I don't know how you can be happy being 3-4, but I'll let you guys have your fun. You know, New England, Bill Belichick let me down. That's all. He let me down. He gave into the pressure. He did a QB switch. Things just didn't turn out well, and he got Bill Belichick. But the Bears turned their offense around. They actually let Justin Fields run the ball. They rolled the pocket out. They did all the things that make him actually good. And rolling the pocket out, as me and Tommy have discussed at length, actually makes mediocre quarterbacks look pretty good. I like the direction they're headed. If Justin Fields can get development like this the rest of the season, I think it's a success. So they should keep the offense where it's at. He also seems to play a whole lot better on turf. I don't know what that's all about. But I can't take the Bears over a Cowboys team that just has this good of a defense and this good of a pass rush, and Justin Fields is going to be running for his life. So give me the Cowboys.
I'm also taking Cowboys in this one. No personal reasons for that. Definitely not based off last week's game. I think also Parsons is going to be able to contain Justin Fields a little bit better than what anyone did in New England last week. I mean, they just let him run around. It's like I was watching Lamar Jackson versus New England from 2019. It really was. But Dak came back last week. Like you said, he only threw the ball, 25 times? I think they're still easing him into this offense. I think they're going to rely a little bit more on the run game. If Zeke plays, he'll be the touchdown merchant like he always has been the past two seasons. But they still do have a good 1-2 dynamic, I think. I think Zeke's a good power back. He's not what he used to be. He's not explosive anymore, but he's going to get you a good 3 to 4 yards per carry, I feel like. Pollard, bring him out. I think they can get Pollard a little bit more involved in the pass game because Dak can't throw the ball downfield that accurate or to the middle of the field. He just doesn't throw the ball accurate at all in general.
I don't think Zeke actually had a target all last week.
Which is surprising because they're getting involved in the pass game last year and, you know, the years leading up to this a good bit.
I will be shocked if he does play, though, because looking at the hit where it looks like he did hurt his knee, it looked bad.
Just seems like a game that he doesn't need to play.
Yeah.
It's the Bears, you know.
And then they have a bye week next week.
Yeah, like just hold him out. Sometimes you got to protect players from themselves.
Knowing Mike McCarthy, he's going to play him. If Zeke wants to play, I wouldn't be surprised. But, I mean, maybe that's what Zeke's hoping for, is he'll be ready after the bye week. Even if he can add little value, he's fine with that. Maybe he just wants to be an Iron Man for this team. I don't know why. It just doesn't make sense, but we'll move on. We got next Miami versus Detroit.
Shootout alert. Neither of these defenses can stop nobody. Now, they can't stop a cold. They can't stop nothing. They got autoimmune diseases. They're awful. It's Swiss cheese out there. The Lions are finally getting DeAndre Swift back. He's got 2 full practices under his belt. Thank God. Thank you, Swift. It's time to get Swifty. Jared Goff looks awful. Tua looks mediocre. But both of these offenses are good in spite of them. Give me Miami because the Lions always find a way to lose. Actually, you know, no.
Switch it.
I can't do it. Dan Campbell has hurt my soul. my core. I can't do it. I'm taking Miami. But this should be a fun one.
I do agree. It's fun if you like, you know, it's fun as a fan because there's just going to be a lot of offense. I'm sure the defensive coordinators are just going to want to be. I can't say that on air. By the end of the game. Anyway, obviously we've mentioned before. Good teams win, great teams cover. Okay, Dolphins. They are not a great team. Okay, last week Mike McDaniel. He had a chance for a fourth down. I mean, for a field goal from the 14-yard line, and they just needed 2 points to cover the spread. And he went for the fourth down, didn't get it, didn't get the points, didn't cover. All right, that tells me all I need to know. Lions are taking this one.
You know what? I respect it. I respect it. And, you know, the Lions got to win one of these at some point.
Right? Eventually. You know?
I don't think it's this one though. I still can't take them. They're the 32nd defense in the whole league, and they're facing off against two guys that are top five in receiving yards.
And yeah, I mean Jalen Waddle, Tyreek Hill both run 4.2s, and then you got 4.2 out of the backfield. Raheem Mostert. I don't know if there's a Lions player that runs within a tenth of a second of that. So.
This is going to be a track race, and Miami's just going to run up and down the field. I don't see it any other way. And then Detroit, DeAndre Swift will have a good game. They'll get someone involved. I don't know. Jared Goff has been – he's looked like Jared Goff again the past couple weeks.
So we're all taking Miami.
Yeah, Miami in this one.
I got Detroit.
Okay. All right.
Sorry.
We got two Miamis, one Detroit. And then we'll go to Arizona versus Minnesota.
Why is Minnesota 5-1?
Because Kirk Cousins is the MVP. I said it before the season. They're 3-0 at home. The Cardinals get D-Hop back. This actually should be a pretty good game offensively. I think this would be kind of a shootout. It's 12 o'clock. It's not a primetime game, so Kirk Cousins should be elite. Kyler Murray, COD drops tonight. We know what that means. You know we got the early copy. I'm taking the Vikings.
Yeah. No, I forgot that fact completely. I don't even need discussion. I'm taking Vikings.
I don't play Call of Duty, so I'm glad you guys brought that up. So I'm also going to Minnesota, but I mean, like you said, Kirk Cousins, 1 o'clock game. Elite. Best ever do it. Hands down. I think DeAndre Hopkins is gonna have another good game. I think it could be a shootout, depending on if
I can definitely see it going that way.
If Kyler Murray decides to don't play past his bedtime the next couple nights.
It might be time to put Colt McCoy in.
I mean it's an away game, so he's probably not gonna be able to play Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, you know, they're going to have a travel day.
Yeah. So maybe Call of Duty just not this week. He wants to lower, like, the matchmaking for him. So he's probably going to wait probably till next week to start playing Call of Duty, so we'll see. But I'm also taking Minnesota. And then we got Las Vegas against New Orleans.
It's in the Superdome. Vegas are frauds. I know they're trying to do this comeback. I know all the stories that come out, they don't care about the record, yada, yada, yada. I care. You're 0-3 away from Vegas. The Saints, they need a moral victory. And the Red Rifle starting, he's rallied the troops, even without Jarvis Landry and probably without Michael Thomas. Give me the Saints.
See, I don't know. This one's a hard to pick because, what, these are both, I guess – Raiders have already had their bye week. I guess they're 2-4. And then Saints are 2-5 coming off of they scored a lot, but a bad offensive showing. To be only one or two scores down in that game, you wouldn't know all the stuff that actually happened. Like, they actually had the opportunities to win that game against the Cardinals. by the Red Rifle. He got unlucky on one of the picks. The other one was not a great read. I guess, is Michael Thomas coming back this week?
We have no idea. It doesn't
matter. Probably not.
They have Chris Olave.
The man doesn't like to play football anymore.
I think Darren Waller is coming back this week. Even though I think he missed practice Wednesday, but I think he'll probably come back. I think I'm going to take the Raiders on this one. I don't know. I can't think of a lot of stats for this game that I could support this decision with, but I'm going to go Raiders.
I also think this is going to be a tough game. I mean, Carr on the year, around 1,500 yards, 9 touchdowns. Josh Jacobs had a great year as well. I mean, we saw for the past couple of years he's kind of taken a step back, but I think he's stepped it up this year. He's got 633 yards, 6 touchdowns. My key thing is Marshawn Lattimore is questionable right now. If he's not in there, no one's guarding Davante Adams, in my opinion. We saw what DeAndre Hopkins did.
No one can guard him anyway. Why is Vegas 2-4?
Because Josh McDaniels can't coach. He can offensive coordinate. That's it.
I mean, he unlocked Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, I mean, but he can't.
How did Derek Carr become worse with Davante Adams?
It beats me. It really does. Right,
who you taking?
I'm taking, and I don't know. I still don't know. Give me New Orleans because they have the third ranked offense somehow.
The Red Rifle, baby.
It's Taysom Hill. It's Taysom Hill.
I'll let you believe that. Move on. I'm tired. I'm mad now. Let's move on. I don't want to talk about him.
More rushing touchdowns than Alvin Kamara.
Okay. I don't care. I don't want to talk about him.
Okay. I see. I hit a nerve.
Yep, absolutely.
Do we have to move on?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Patriots going to East Rutherford, New Jersey at MetLife Stadium to take on the Jets. History tells me the Patriots should win this game. They don't have Tom Brady anymore, and we don't know who the starting quarterback is.
It's going to be Mac Jones. Yeah, Mac Jones is starting.
But Zappy Hour is always just a QB change away. I love what I've seen from Ramondre Stevenson. Damian Harris is coming back. Tyquan Thornton's just getting more involved in the game plan each week. He's playing more and more snaps, even if the targets aren't coming his way. That speed is a game changer. The Jets should win this game with how good their defense is played. Bill Belichick can't get embarrassed in Gillette like he did last week and then lose to the Jets. He might get burned at the stake in Boston. So give me the Patriots.
See, we are in a situation where somehow the Jets, they are one game out of first in the AFC East. Now, it's the Bills ahead of them.
Time for self-correction.
Huh?
Time for self-correction. They're not a game within the Bills in terms of talent, so.
The Bills are playing the Packers this week. Obviously, we'll get into that later. So,
yeah, free win.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I don't think they're going to catch them now, but I am this New England team, sorry, Tommy, it just looks confused. All right, the fans don't know who to support at quarterback. You saw the Zappy corner last time. People still supporting Mac, though. I don't know. I think the Jets are going to continue the hot streak even now with Brees, with brutally losing Sweet Prince. I'm going to take the Jets. I don't think Robinson will play this week, though. Be Michael Carter season for a game.
If it's Michael Carter, I think New England can shut him down. But it doesn't matter because we're allergic to winning games that we should win. Mac just doesn't look confident under center. He really doesn't. He looks scared.
The offenses look completely different.
Yeah.
I mean, Zappy came in and they opened up the playbook. And I was like, y'all drafted Mac Jones because he has a good deep ball. And you don't let him throw it deep.
But we have, and it's into double coverage like every throw.
I mean, that's fair.
But I also do think some of the throws that Zappy did make that ended up being big plays, they weren't the best of throws, like the Jacoby Myers touchdown. There's no reason why Jacoby Myers should have fell to the ground making the catch and having to dive in. But I just think with Zappe in, I think the team as a whole is making these plays more than when Mac Jones is on the field. I don't know why. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because Mac Jones decided to hit that little Yankee Doodle Doo against Baltimore, and his teammates just didn't like it. I don't know what it is. But Stevenson is coming on strong. Harris, you know, I think he was out last week, and then, or 2 weeks ago now. Against Chicago, he didn't do much. He dropped that pass, and we didn't see him really much after that. But I think Stevenson has been getting the job done, so it doesn't matter. I'd love to go New England in this one, but I just can't. I'm going Jets in this. Zach Wilson never plays good against New England, but it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. This Jets defense might be too much for New England offense. And then this Pittsburgh versus Philly.
Take it away, Adam.
I don't want to. Can't do this anymore. Let me check real quick while I'm talking. If TJ Watt's coming back yet? I don't think so. But
they opened up the practice window for him.
He's in the 21-day window.
All right. Well, then he probably won't be back this week. They need him desperately, though. I think all last week didn't have a single sack against the Dolphins. Didn't have many pressures. Kenny did. He did okay, and then he was doing okay, and then it all just started going downhill. I mean, he only had 12 incompletions, which usually isn't that bad, but when a fourth of those are interceptions, it doesn't bode well, especially one ending the game. As much as I want to pick my Steelers again, I think the Eagles are pretty serious, at least more serious than the Steelers, so I'm going to take the Eagles here and let them go to 7-0.
You know, I had a really good nickname for Kenny Pickett. Had he beat Buffalo in Tampa Bay, I was going to call him the Kingslayer, you know? Start his career off right, he gets really good wins against really good teams. And then I saw him against Miami, and I realized he's not very good at football currently. He's learning. He's learning on the job. He's, you know, building the plane while he flies. And the Eagles are not a team that you want to mess around with. Now, I do think him being as mobile as he does helps him a lot. But, I mean, this Eagles team is just incredible on defense. And Jalen Hurts, as dynamic as it seems he is still pretty much like a game manager. You know, they're not letting him go out there and just wide open, sling it around. But he doesn't really need to. And when he does need to make throws, he can. There's just no way without TJ Watt that I see this game being as close as the Miami game, because Miami kind of played sloppy in that game. So give me Philadelphia, and I don't think it'll be close.
Yeah, if he throws three interceptions like he did in the Miami game, it will not be close at all.
I think, you know, Kenny Pickett could be in for a rude awakening with this Philly defense, because we've seen what they can do to game managers. And that's what Kenny Pickett is right now. You know, he's a rookie. He's a game manager. Like, last time they played, they got Cooper Rush to turn the ball over three times after not having a turnover all season. So, and they just added Robert Quinn as a pass rusher to this. That is huge for them, in my opinion. Robert Quinn is a older pass rusher, but we see what he can do in Chicago, and bringing that to Philly, it's just another weapon you have to stop. I think Philly just has too much talent, really. I don't see them losing this game. If TJ Watt was in there, I think it'd be a little bit closer, but I don't think Pittsburgh – they essentially have no pass rush now. And when you have Jalen Hurts, no pass rush, that's where he thrives the best. Look what he did against Washington. I mean, they were letting him air it out middle of the third quarter up 25. I don't know why. But it worked. And then we got Tennessee versus Houston.
Tennessee.
I'll take Tennessee too. No discussion.
Yeah, I'm also. I guess I'll discuss a couple of stats in this one. I got Tennessee also. They're quietly, I believe they're, are they 4-2 now?
Yeah, they're starting to figure things out. You know, Mike Vrabel is, he's getting the most out of the talent that he does have.
Yeah, and then, you know, Tannehill's Tannehill. I mean, around 1,000 yards, 6 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Derrick Henry is back to form, 536 yards, 5 touchdowns. They're only scoring around not even 20 points per game, though. I think with A.J. Brown gone, you can definitely see there's no receiver weapon there. They're still trying to figure that out. Burks is hurt, but Robert Woods is just not filling that void like they wanted to.
And they don't need him for this game. Derrick Henry can get 250 yards against the Texans, and no one would bat an eye.
It's General Mills, and as much as General Mills, you got to love him, but he's a game manager. He ain't been managing many games. And Pierce has just been running great, in my opinion, though, for Houston. I think he's going to have a good future there. I also you got to take Tennessee in this one, in my opinion. Derrick Henry is just coming on, and we know what Derrick Henry likes to do to AFC South teams. He runs all over him. Well, Adam, do you want to add anything before we move on?
Nothing off of that game, though. No.
Okay. They did come out with a new stadium, though, so I will say the Tennessee Stadium, it's looking pretty nice. And then we'll stick with the AFC South, Washington versus Indy.
The moxie that these two quarterbacks have, Taylor Heineke versus Sam Ehlinger, Hook'em. Matthew McConaughey said he's built for this moment. I don't know what Matthew McConaughey knows about football, but, you know, I trust him. Who I don't trust is Sam Ehlinger. I trust Matthew McConaughey, but, you know, he's not right about this one. The Commanders are going to win this game. Just because I don't think the Colts can figure it out. They couldn't figure it out with Matt Ryan. I don't think they're going to figure it out with a rookie quarterback. Well, he's not a rookie, but, you know, pretty much a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'll be paying attention to this game at all. I might have Michael Pittman in one league, might keep me some interest, but as far as the actual quality of this game, you have Sam Ehlinger just trying to figure it out this year, and I don't think he can't do much worse than Matt Ryan, but I don't think he's going to do too much better. So I'm going to take the Commanders here as well.
Commanders are coming off that big win last week. I think they're going to use that as momentum. Their defense has been pretty silently good this year, in my opinion. They're the 13th best defense in the league. Taylor Heineke, he'll game manage his way through this one again. It's what he does best. For the Colts, I was a little surprised when I heard the news that Matt Ryan would be benched for the year. I thought that was a little early because we still haven't seen what Sam Ehlinger has done yet. I mean, he'd go out there and look awful. I wouldn't be surprised. But I think when you have Quentin Nelson on your offensive line, how are you the worst-ranked offensive line
man,
in football?
It is what it is, okay? Him and Ryan Kelly are the only two doing anything.
You have to have traffic cones out there at the other three offensive line positions.
Pretty much.
But do you think it's the right move to bench Matt Ryan for the rest of the year in this? Or
might as well. I mean, you're not competing. Well, I mean, I guess you are competing.
I mean, you kind of are right now for a wild card at best.
Yeah, but I mean, let's be realistic here. You know, are you going to beat any of the top teams? Probably not.
And then this one should be pretty quick, in my opinion.
San Francisco. It's the San Francisco 49ers versus the sorry-ass Lambs. We're in SoFi, a.k.a. Levi South. We're going to pack that stadium up with red and gold. Christian McCaffrey gets a full week of practice with us. I think Debo, he was on the injury report. He'll probably play. He owns Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Donald. He might as well. San Francisco, it's not going to be close. Matt Stafford and Sean McVay and Cooper Kupp, it doesn't matter who you put out there. They can't figure it out. San Francisco, we're going to keep the win streak alive.
Yeah, I think this defense is actually going to just take over the Rams, which isn't saying much considering what the Rams have done so far this season. And, man, McCaffrey, he just looks so good in the 49ers colors now in the 2-3. It's such an improvement. I think the 49ers, you know, the spread, what is the spread?
We're favored 1.5.
One and a half only?
Should be a lot.
Have they seen these matchups before? I'm taking the 49ers, and it's not going to be no 1.5. It's going to be a lot more than that.
I'm also going 49ers, even though last week they didn't look that great. But you got to play in the fact it was McCaffrey's first week with the team. Wasn't even a full week.
And, you know, Patrick Mahomes is just...
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes put on a performance, one of the best performances of his career.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm going to be honest. I'm still shocked that so far this has probably been some of his best games.
Yeah.
Yeah. Without Tyreek Hill, the best receivers he's had. I get that. I mean, Juju says it's because, you know, they play Warzone together. I don't see it why you'd be good on the football field after playing Warzone. But I get you have good chemistry. But Juju, you were doing that in Pittsburgh, and you still weren't good there. So I don't know. But Niners, their defense is just – you can't stop this defense, especially when you have an offensive line like the Rams, which I'm shocked it's somehow better than the Colts because I've seen Matt Stafford.
I mean, they might as well not have an offensive line.
But I don't think Stafford can roll out like that. I mean
– I just need the center. Just give me the center. I mean, that's pretty much all they got right now.
Yeah.
It's all that's working for them.
You're not wrong. I think that's – could they, though, after this matchup, could they be last in the division with –
Absolutely.
We got Giants versus Seattle.
They keep winning, Tommy.
I know. I don't know how.
I said it. I picked against them last week with Jacksonville, and I said they'll probably be 6-1 now that I picked against them, and that's exactly what they are. The magic of Brian DeBoer is too strong. And without DK probably this week, I don't know what Seattle looks like. And the Giants defense is just playing for their new coaching staff. I'm doing this so I can be wrong and they lose, but I'm going to take the Giants. But I'm hoping they lose.
Stole my thunder.
See, I'm not actually hoping they lose. I'm trying to see this, you know, Daniel Jones channeling his inner Eli Manning, legs. Like, he looked like...
Stop. Please.
I'm kidding. I can't say that in seriousness. But Giants have already... I think they had 4 wins last year, and they've already beaten that by 2, and it's only week 7. I don't know how they've done on the road today this year. I don't know where their one loss was, if it was home.
It was against Dallas at home.
It was at home. Okay. Yeah. So still doing well on the road. Seahawks, they got Geno Smith, elite game manager still. I think this will be a big run-heavy game, though, with Saquon and Kenneth Walker both sides. I mean, Giants no longer having Kadarius Toney, too. I don't know if he was even going to play this week.
He's not been playing. He hasn't suited up since week 2.
Fair. So it's not going to change much on that then. And I don't think... I think Decaf is still... Decaf.
DK came from here on out.
DK Metcalf is still questionable to play. Which also... I'm taking the Giants, and 7-1 Giants still sounds so wrong.
Listen, I'm also doing the reverse psychology. I'm going Giants. But
they can't win this week.
But I don't know if you guys have been hearing this because you guys don't live in New York. But I've been hearing how Daniel Jones is a franchise QB.
Listen, we don't have time to talk about crazy theories from New Yorkers.
I'm not. I'm putting this to rest. He's not a franchise QB. He's throwing to open wide receivers every play. He's not making hard throws. I mean, he is doing his best Jimmy G impression.
He has more rushing yards than Najee Harris.
Yeah.
That's not saying much. All right, stop. I mean, you didn't have to bring that up.
I'm glad you brought up Steelers, though, because this reminds me a lot from the Steelers team from 2020. This is an easy.
Oh yeah, I mean this. Yeah,
this is a cupcake schedule. It really is.
I mean, they're the biggest pretenders on the planet. They got to keep winning.
I'm going through the whole schedule because this is they face the Titans, Panthers, Cowboys. That's the one they lost. Bears, Packers, Ravens, Jags, and this is what they have upcoming: Seattle, Texans, and Detroit. Wow, you're really facing some good teams the next 3 weeks. You really should be 9-1. Those ones. And then they come back, they face Dallas on Thanksgiving, then they face the Commanders, Eagles, Commanders, Vikings, Colts, Eagles. I mean, with this, these are games
they're
going to
make the playoffs.
They'll make the playoffs and then get blown up in the wild card round.
Who knows? They might win the whole damn thing.
You stop that. Just stop that. I'll move out of New York.
The next matchup's in New York.
Okay, it is. Yes,
it's Green Bay.
It's
versus
actually
Buffalo.
In New York. Yes, it's Sunday night. Green Bay versus Buffalo.
The Packers can't get nothing going. Absolutely nothing. And the Bills are an absolute juggernaut. I'm gonna take Buffalo, and I don't feel good about it at all because I want the Packers to be good. Because then beating them in the playoffs would be that much more satisfying. But they're just not gonna be good this year.
Yeah, what, Bills have second-ranked offense, number one defense in points allowed, I think. So,
I think it's first and first now.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. Okay. Well, even worse then. And yeah. I think Alan Lazard is still questionable for the game.
I mean, he's a Jag, but he's the only one they got.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Especially if he's not there, I don't know who Aaron's throwing to. It's just, Bills are too much of a powerhouse. I'm going Bills.
I'm also going Bills. I mean, Josh Allen's going to have a good game. Stephon Diggs, they're coming off a bye week, so
they have 10 days to prepare for this game. Like,
they are ready. We're healthy. They'll probably be a little bit more healthy. I just don't see how you can go against Buffalo in this one.
We're getting a meme this week for sure. There's going to be some look Aaron Rodgers gives Romeo Doubs or somebody that is going to be meme worthy. And at this point, that's what he's good for, is his content. He's a TikTok star now.
Do you think they cover the spread though? I want to say it's like 10.
No, I'm gonna be honest.
I mean, I feel like that's more interesting than the actual. Who wins
11.5, yeah. And I don't think they will. That's crazy.
I think that's like the biggest, it's the biggest like underdog spread that Aaron Rodgers has like ever faced in his career.
He deserves it this year.
Yeah. And then anything else you want to add for this one before we get to the final one? Cincinnati versus Cleveland.
Cincinnati figured it out. Don't give Joe Mixon the ball and you move the ball and you score. So, give me Cincinnati. They've been doing that. It's been going well. Joe Shiesty been out there, you know, showing his alter ego, and he's been a menace to the teams he's been playing. So, give me Cincinnati.
See, the Browns' pass defense, they've actually only allowed just 8 passing touchdowns in through the 7 games, which is so a surprising stat to hear. I'm guessing teams just run because it's the Browns. They aren't going to put up much points. So they're killing clock.
Yeah, true.
But, yeah, no, like you said, Joe Shiesty coming off of a incredible week. He nuked me in fantasy. And I think they're just going to keep airing it out, and it's going to work, even though the Browns have only allowed 8 touchdowns. So I will take the Bengals here.
I mean, the championship hangover is over for them. They got to the Super Bowl. They were playing a little iffy for the first month. Like you said, they figure things out. Joe Burrow he's just that guy. I mean, he's just been on one. This defense has been good, though, as well. They're the 11th best defense in the league. I don't see Cleveland stopping them. I mean, Chubb should have a good game. And then Jacoby Brissett, he'll be Jacoby Brissett. I mean, it don't matter that Cincinnati has Eli Apple at corner. Amari Cooper's probably still not going to get the ball a lot. just is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I could see Cleveland keeping it somewhat close in the first half, and then Jacoby Brissett, you know, he'll do what he does and throw picks in the fourth quarter and ruin the game. That's why we love him.
Yeah, I mean, how can you hate on him? I mean, he's just a great guy.
Phenomenal guy.
But one thing I do want to add, you know, Cleveland is looking to trade Kareem Hunt now. They came out and said that. Out of all the teams that have been dealing with running back injuries, who's going to benefit the most grabbing Kareem Hunt?
Rams,
yeah.
Even though I don't think it's a running back issue, I think it's an offensive line issue. Yeah. But at least he's a better athlete than the two they have.
I mean, I Cam Akers is just it just isn't working out. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets moved. But like you said, Kareem Hunt going there, it's not going to do much with the offensive line. But it gives Stafford, in my opinion, someone he can check the ball down to. I mean, we saw
what won't happen. He only throws to Cooper Kupp.
I mean, you're not.
They just paid Allen Robinson $40 million to get four targets a game. I mean,
you think he's there next year, or you think McVay's like, nah?
I don't know. With speculation.
All right. Well, that is all the games for this week. We'll throw in the Thursday night one as well. Anything else you want to add?
No, it was a successful week. I went undefeated in my picks. I'm sorry if you guys picked.
Did you really?
Yep, absolutely.
Did you really?
Oh, records. 42-29 for both of us, Tommy. I'm on you like white on rice. I finally caught up.
So, yeah, so you just had one better than last week?
Yeah, and then Adam, 22-15.
Okay. Modest. That's
we're,
nice.
We're getting there. We're getting there. I think there's not a lot of different ones, though, in this one. So
no.
Which means we're all wrong.
Because that's what happened 2 weeks ago.
I mean, I hope I'm wrong on a couple of these.
Oh, man, please, Seattle, please.
So we'll see. But a World Series starts tonight, doesn't it?
Yeah, I believe so.
All right, Philly.
No, no, tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Philly.
Yeah.
Philly.
Thank God.
Philly and what?
Philly.
I don't know. I don't care. Philly.
I just don't want to see. I'd love for another NLA. Yeah. East team to beat the Astros in the World Series.
I mean, the Braves are going to get the Grom in the offseason, so it'll be good. But
if it keeps going this way, that means it's either the Mets and the Marlins turn next year.
I'm going Marlins over Mets. I'd love to see it. I really would. But that's it for us today. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you guys next time.
Peace.
See ya.